talked about.
You have to stop moping around the house. It's not good for you. It's time to decide what it is that you want to do, and then do it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Okay, what dude?
It could be any dude, as long as you really want to get him. It could be a twink, a bear, an otter, a circuit queen, a chub, a pup, a gipster, a daddy chaser, a leatherman, a ladyboy, a Donald Duck. Donald Duck's a gay guy who's been kicked out of the Navy.
How do you know so many gay things?
My grandfather just came out of the closet. Beautiful, very inspiring. But the point is...
Pianist.
Pianist.
Okay.
What's it called?
Pianist. Pianist. Pianist.
You know what it isn't?
Penis.
Back to you.
They are now getting on the wrong side of history in a really bad way, really quickly. This is not a team you want to be on.
And now...
Who doesn't want it? Everyone.
Everyone doesn't want it.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 26th of April.
The phone call that came into the studio about 10 minutes ago confused me.
Yes.
What was that about?
Are you referring to the phone call that I may have had to make?
Yes. Yes, I am.
So I called Chip.
Mm-hmm.
And I says to Chip, I says,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to need someone to come out and get me.
Oh, no. Kevin.
And it's because why?
Well, you know, I went through the car problems, mm-hmm. had to take the car in, got a rental car, took the rental car back, got my car back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in that shuffle.
Sure.
Someone broke in and took it.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Someone broke in and took what?
My key card.
Oh, you lost your key card.
No, I didn't lose it. It was stolen.
It was stolen. Did they steal anything else, Kevin?
No, just that. Weird, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. There's been a rash of that lately. It's been on the news.
Wow.
Good Lord, Kevin.
They have a very specific need for that, I guess.
Here's what I know. Most of the time when I lose something, I know there's probably two and maybe three places to look. And if it's not there.
And two of those are pockets.
It doesn't. It doesn't exist.
Do you think it's in the wash in a pair of pants somewhere?
Along with no,
all your money.
No, I think someone stole it.
It just seems unlikely.
I mean, the window wasn't broken and stuff, but maybe maybe they left it open.
Well, they could have jimmy the lock,
yeah.
Too.
Right?
You know,
sure, that's it.
Could have broken in.
That's
and stolen
it. Thank you.
That.
Thank you.
How many? And I apologize that I know that
you
this is a conversation
ask.
We have about three times a year. But right. How many key cards do you reckon you've been through? Since you worked here at the building.
I got to be honest. I mean, it's more than one a year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like three?
Three or four a year. Yeah, maybe.
It's amazing.
So 100?
It's just amazing, though. Isn't it?
Math. I like it.
It's close.
Sure.
3 or 4 a year, 27 years. That's about right.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. So that's the thing.
So keep doing what you're doing.
And so then every single time I tell Dave, hey, Dave, I need a new key card. How about a new picture? And he goes, okay. And then he puts on the Kevining picture on my new ID.
He's doing
to this thing. Day, he mm-hmm. does that.
Yeah.
It's always the Kevining picture.
That's awesome.
SOB.
Well,
I can't do that. My bad.
Well, I'm glad you made it in. I know
Thanks.
It's a mystery every day whether you're going to remember where the station is.
I'm here, man.
Be able to get here. Be
I'm
able
here.
To get in. Okay. Hey, yeah, we got a lot of show today, some good stuff, especially since it's Wednesday, and you know what that means. But I want to start with this story. I am fascinated by, and I should start, let me back up one step and say, no one controls what turns them on. Like,
right.
You don't get to pick what you find attractive or sexy. It's just built into your body.
I like where this is going.
I don't.
Because it can't be good if he's bringing it up.
Yep.
I'm just saying, look, this isn't for me, and I don't like it,
right.
And I don't approve, but it's not my thing. This
right.
is somebody else's thing, and it is a new sexual preference that I just found out about this week called melissophobia, possibly melissophobia. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. Melissophobia. Okay. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
No.
It is described here as what might be the weirdest, most awkward, and most cringeworthy sexual fetish ever. We're talking about grown humans who want to have sex with bees.
Yay!
How?
Bee sex, you guys.
How now, would look, that work?
I am strongly against right. any kind of interspecies.
Right,
sex.
We got that.
I think yeah, it's all about the bees.
Everyone is. Right?
It is all about the bees. Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
But how would that work?
The sexual deviation is rooted in the attraction to bees and in the arousal that their involvement in sex produces. It's an uncommon fetish because it's not focused on the pain the bees cause, you know, from being stung.
Oh,
it's focused on the bees themselves. These people literally want to sleep with bees.
Okay.
So wait.
So a guy and a girl sleep together with bees in the room?
It doesn't say anything about couples here, but what it sounds like
so
is
a guy seduces a bee?
It sounds like the bees are involved in the sex, and maybe that's warm-up, and then the people have sex after the bees are involved, and that makes it better? Let's find out, by the way. Bee groupies have different methods of catching their preys and getting their freak on, but the book Everything You Know About Sex Is Wrong explains one process in detail. These people catch the bees in jars, shake them up so that they're drowsy and unable to fly away, and then place the bees on their genitals, prompting the bees to sting them.
No, stop sir. Reading. Stop reading.
This painful process gets the job done because the bee sting makes the genitals swell and become hypersensitive, which then in turn leads to a stronger and much more intense orgasm. After the penis...
I need Kevin to leave the room. I've never seen that again. I can't. I can't see you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. So the idea is for your penis to get stung?
Yes, yes, yes.
And then you move on to a woman?
Apparently, yes. Oh, the bee is the warm-up act, right. After the penis is stung, the circumference of it grows, leaving people with their senses heightened.
Right.
That's mentioned in a lot of pain, by the way. A lot of people enjoy pain during sex, and there are known fetishes where they add insects to their life so that they can get bitten or stung. The difference between these two groups is that while one focuses on the pain and the emotional rush that it causes, melissophiliacs are in it for the bees. The pain they cause is just an accompanying factor. So there you go. That's the new word of today is melissophobia. Apparently bee sex is a thing.
We are going to need to do more research. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach Show, shall we?
I'm not good at my job. My job is stupid.
On today's show, you lied to get out of something. Mm-hmm. We're going to take those phone calls.
Somebody broke into your car, stole your key card, that sort of thing.
No, this is lies.
Oh, lies. That's right. Lies. Okay. All right, sorry.
Yeah. Right. Michael Schneider is going to be on the program today to tell us about the writer's strike.
Oh, I don't like this at all, you guys.
Seems bad.
I don't like this at all.
Because we like to watch TV and writers write TV.
I mean, you wake up in a few days here. I think May 1st is the deadline. And then there's no Jimmy Kimmel show anymore. I mean, just as one example. It's no good.
It's Wednesday, so it's the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. And everybody loves that.
Yes. Obviously.
We also have Would You Like to Take That Back?
Yes.
And everybody loves that. And we've got your tickets for Disneyland and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 as well on the show today. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. LA Noisy's Alternative Rock. This is the world famous K-Rock, and it is 5:52. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
That means it's 6 hours and 8 minutes away from when you can buy tickets for this year's K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta if you are a team member. You all right?
Yeah, just excited.
K-Rock Street Team members get a pre-sale password emailed out to them. It is not too late to get in. Go to krock.com for all the details, and then you can join us on Saturday, May 20th to see Lorde and Incubus and Imagine Dragons and 311 and Paramore and Lana Del Rey and all the rest. Get your details at krock.com.
Hey, Rick. Amazing weenie roast. Yay, fiesta.
Yay, fiesta. That's right. I keep pronouncing that wrong. I'm sorry, Rodney. Mm-hmm. Ralph is here now. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I think we need to do a topic where we talk to our listeners about the strangest ways you've ever expressed your fixation on a celebrity, your celebrity obsession.
Okay.
You know, Sherry Shepherd, she's an actress, also a cast member of, I don't know, she on The View?
I think she's on The
Talk,
View.
The Chat, The
she
Chew,
used to be on
the Real. She's on The Real now?
I don't think
the
so.
The Real,
I
The
think
Chew,
she was
The
let
Chat.
Go of The View a while ago.
The Snot.
It was a slap?
Well, she's talking about her obsession with Janet Jackson.
Ooh.
It is for real. And she's woman enough to admit it.
Huh.
She was talking last Monday on a show called The Real. How much she dreamed of meeting Janet Jackson back in Janet's heyday. And would, wait for it, sleep outside her home in Encino, California.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, Sherry.
Yes.
Honey.
Not much has changed. Sherry said she would camp outside her new place in Dubai, but she can't afford that kind of travel expenses.
Hey,
so.
I don't have any problem with that.
No, that seems perfectly reasonable to me. I just, it would make more sense if Janet Jackson was dead and it was a funeral. Other than that, I think it's a good idea.
Sleeping outside somebody's house.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's some love right there. Creepy.
So you want us to take calls from those people?
Yes, Kevin. You don't think that would be fascinating? In what ways did your celebrity obsession express itself?
So then they say what they do, and then we all go, that's crazy. Then Bean goes, hey, I'm fine with it.
Hey, I approve. Speaking of celebrities, finally, I think we can all agree it's about time that this star got recognized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's happening this morning at 11:30 a.m. right in front of the Hollywood and Highland Center at 6801 Hollywood Boulevard. Getting their Hollywood Walk of Fame star this morning is
Jesus.
No, he didn't get a star yet. He should get one. He's been in a lot of movies and TV shows.
Yeah,
he's been well represented. No,
Johnny Asshole.
No, he did not get his star.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly, I believe, did not.
Is he a pig?
No, he's not really a showbiz person.
Depeche Mode.
I don't think Depeche Mode would even accept it.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett, not also.
Trapper John.
No, he was a fictional character.
Hi, it's Kat.
No, Kat, you're a couple years off, I think, still.
Ralph Kramer.
Nope. Oh. I don't think he's going to get one ever.
The son of Flubber?
I don't think so. I think Flubber has one, but not his son.
Oh, that's
Teddy Pendergrass.
No, he might actually have one. I don't know.
Vin Diesel.
I think Vin also has one.
Ted Ziegenbusch.
I don't think Ted's up for one this year. Steve does have one, but it's not outside Hollywood Highland Center. Rock Dog? No. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh,
I think they put his ceremony on hold.
I see.
Pretty McSweetface. Pretty McSweetface.
I hope that's it.
Yeah.
Deserves one.
Fan Bing Bing.
Well, someday we'll get one, I'm sure.
John Sedlak, seen here with his pet falcon.
I think the Falcon has a star. I don't think John Sedlak has
a burn.
Yeah.
Got Smokey Love.
It's just a matter of time, but it's not this morning, no. Tubby McSmoke-a-Lot.
Oh.
No, he's also not.
Lady Gaga!
I believe she already has one, if I'm not mistaken.
Bobo.
No, Bobo, he's not getting his.
Be real.
No, be real. It's not gonna be his thing.
Gene Sandbloom.
The Louisiana Creeper.
Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pants.
No, that's not one.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
No, it's not Jason Bourne.
Meatball guy?
No, that's a great guess.
Thank you.
Are you out,
oh,
Kevin?
Oh, is that it? I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Charlie Manson.
Okay, there we go.
Eagle Eye Cherry?
No.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
No.
Sid and Nancy. Oh.
No.
Senor Grande.
No.
These Nuts.
I don't think so.
Turd Ferguson.
No.
Joe Millionaire.
Not him.
Farrah Abramson.
Not her.
Mikey Joe O'Shea.
I don't think so.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's one.
Dick Poop.
No.
Becky with the good hair.
Nope.
Farrah Abramson. I think we're out.
Oh, no. I'm sure.
At my end.
I'm sure you got more.
At my end.
Weird Al Yankovic.
There you go.
There we go.
We give up, Ralph. Who's getting a star of the Hollywood Walk of Fame? I feel like we pretty much guessed everybody.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Oh, no, you got to tell us now. Come
no
on.
Time. No time. Next hour.
Hey.
No. Next hour we'll talk.
But who
about
is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have time.
Can I guess?
Sure.
The Riddler? Is it the Riddler? Come on, Ralph.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Ralph, you can't leave us hanging
Channing
like this.
Channing Tatum is 37 years old today. If I don't, you'll never learn.
We'll really never learn anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not what you're saying. You're saying you'll teach us a lesson by making us wait, and I'm saying we'll do this next hour.
Wolfgang Puck.
Got his star on the Walk of Fame? Or is getting it?
I'm sorry, what were we talking about for the last half hour? You think I jumped to another story? You think I was bringing up what? A guy who's celebrating.
Has a new menu?
He's got a new hat today.
So it's Wolfgang Puck?
Unbelievable.
Is it?
No, it's actually believable. Well, you're absolutely right. It's more than believable. It's business as freaking usual.
Wait, Wolfgang Puck?
That's tragic, man. Tragic. Channing Tatum is 37 years old today as we look at the celebrity birthdays. Jordana Brewster, also 37. Stana Katic. Why isn't she on my television every day,
right?
All the time? Where is she now, please?
Because you want to sleep in front of her house?
I would. Tom Welling. Remember him on Smallville?
Sure.
Clark Kent. 40 years old today. T-Boz. Tyone Watkins of TLC is 47 years old today. Melania Trump, the First Lady, is 47 years old today. I wonder if she finds the White House comfortable to sleep in. I wonder if she's settled in there yet.
She will let you know.
Oh, that's right. Kane. WWE's Kane is 50 years old today. Kevin James is 52. He rides a Segway. He's hilarious.
He does.
Wolfgang Puck's getting a star on the Walk of Fame. Jet Li, 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Wednesday morning means the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices on the program today. And also, it's been a while. Would You Like to Take That Back is coming up next hour here on Q-Rock. And Kevin, I understand from your social media last night that you feel we have a lot to apologize for today.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do. And this time it includes me as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. First, though, I saw something on the internet over the weekend that I can't stop thinking about for two reasons. One is I am
You're a
not...
giant dork.
No, two I'm is... not at all. Oh. I'm not at all. I am not, and I hate to be in conspiracy alley here, but I am not 100% convinced that it's real.
Okay.
I mostly feel like it is. And the other thing is, if it is real, it's one of the most astonishing feats in sports history.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I don't know why this guy does not have a ticker tape parade down Madison Avenue this morning.
First of all, sport? Is it
yeah.
even, really?
Calm down.
Is it even
that.
A sport?
All right.
Let alone one of the best moments in sports history.
Here's what we're talking about. It's an astonishing accomplishment. I'll say it again. Ben Catola is his name, and he is a bowler in upstate New York near Syracuse. He works at a bowling alley. Bowling is his passion. He bowls about 50 games a week. He saw a video on the internet from a couple of years ago of a professional bowler who bowled a perfect game. In, I don't know what it was, a minute and a half or something like that or more, 2 minutes, whatever it was.
50 seconds.
It wasn't 50.
It wasn't, because this guy set the record. This guy broke the record, right. So he saw this original video. It was 1 minute and 50 seconds.
1 minute, 50 seconds.
1 minute, 50 seconds.
So I tuned out because it's so boring.
Because it's bowling.
I'm going to try to break that record. I'm going to try to bowl a perfect game in under a minute 50. And God damn it if he didn't do it. 86.9 seconds. He bowled a 300 game.
Listen,
how are you not astonished by that?
Listen to the enthusiasm Bean has for this.
And the reason, look, I don't bowl. But the reason I have it is the people who do bowl, hey, Beer Mug.
Hi, guys.
They might bowl every day for 50 years and not get a 300 game. How does somebody do it in a minute and a half?
It's pretty ridiculous because
it's amazing,
and you're
you know what it is.
No, mm-hmm. no, Bean, your enthusiasm is way justified here because
all right, wow. now how do you feel, Bean?
let me hear what the man has to say because Muggs is in a bowling league, so he knows.
I'm in a bowling league with guys on my team. One guy has in his lifetime, he's about, maybe in his mid to late 40s. In his lifetime, he's had about 9 300s. And this guy bowls three times a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is a hard, hard thing to do. Now, right. Bean also has another reasonable suspicion that it could have been set up.
You still on Team Beer Mug?
I am so far.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy, by the way, Mr. Catola, has a 225 average. So for him to bowl a 300 has got to be exceptional even for him if he's a 225 bowler, right?
225, you're a great bowler.
Now, how does he do it? He doesn't wait for the ball return. He just moves from lane to lane, picks a new ball?
This is what he does. He's bowling in a 10. By the way, we put this video up, I understand, on all the K-Rock and Kevin Bean the social media if you want to check out the video yourself. Again, he's bowling a perfect game in a minute and a half. What he does is it's a 10-lane alley, and he just goes lane to lane to lane to lane to lane, and at the end goes back and does lane one and lane two again. So he's bowling with different balls every time. He has almost no time to set up. He doesn't even wait to see where his ball goes and what pins get knocked down before he moves on to the next lane. That's how fast he's moving. Mm. So how miraculous is it that every single one of those was a strike when you're not taking the time to get set up and to get your angle right and to get your approach right just to do it on the fly like that? Muggs, could you do anything like this?
Nowhere, no! Nowhere near it.
Here's a little bit of the audio of like the last three.
Come on. Yeah.
Next one.
Yes! Come on, dude. One time! Yeah!
All right, now listening to that, do you buy it? Bean.
Does he sound like the kind of guy...
When I saw the video, now that's not him doing the yelling, remember? That's his friend's video, right? Yeah. When I saw
the video,
first couple of times, I thought...
The first couple of times?
Wow. I think I watched it about five times. I thought, there's no way this is real. He's getting some sort of help from the pin clearer, whatever the part of the mechanism is that comes down and clears the pins. I thought they've done something where they're giving him an assist on the frames that he misses, the frames that he leaves a pin behind. They're clearing that lane, fast enough that it looks like he hits them all. But now that I've read the deep background on this dude and his other attempts to try to make it, I think I might believe it.
How much deep background are you doing?
I mean, the fact that the guy does have a 225 average means he's a very good bowler and he could get a 300 in a normal game. The pin setting conspiracy being is there's no way when the pin reset thing came down, it would be too late to make it look like a real strike. The only thing that could possibly happen is if they're the mechanic who runs all the electronic pin setters is behind there, like knocking a pin that he doesn't see fall down right away when the ball hits the pocket.
Yes,
or whatever.
Yes, and I think there may be something to that. There's nothing to suggest that this isn't for reals, but I think the bigger question that Muggs and I have is how can you not be impressed by this?
Bowling.
A guy, but he bowls a perfect game.
It's pretty impressive to do
in a minute and a half.
Yeah, and I couldn't bowl. I've never bowled a 300. I've been bowling for 8 years.
Well, that's a surprise.
And the fact that he did it in a minute and a half, I couldn't do it if I had enough time between each frame.
Here's a sentence I want to read. While there is no official speed category in the official United States Bowling Congress's record books.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the USBC, by the way.
First of all, there's no category for this.
All right, but there should be.
And second of all, there's an official United States Bowling Congress record book.
Well, of course there is.
That's a thing. That's real.
Is there anything anyone – look, bowling takes skill, right, Kevin?
Sure.
I mean, it's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
Okay. What would it take to impress you in bowling?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be impressed by anything because bowling.
There's nothing anyone could do to impress you in bowling. Bowling a perfect game in a minute and a half doesn't do it, but there's nothing you can think of that somebody could do.
Kevin, it's so rare that the USBC gives out rings when you get a 300. You get a ring. That's how hard it is.
What if he had a hook for a hand?
Yes. Okay, let's say he had a hook.
Okay.
And the ball's on fire.
Okay.
And he's blind.
We found it.
And he's blind.
Okay.
Right? And then they Vaseline up the alley.
Yeah.
What? And somebody was throwing rocks at his head.
Right. And there's an alligator.
I had a nightmare last night, you guys. I woke up in the middle of the night in a sweat, and I thought we were talking about bowling on the show.
Okay. No, that's right. Crazy.
Okay. Hey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday morning. It looks like there may be another writer's strike. How long has it been since the last one? About 10 years or something like that?
Yeah, I think 2007.
And it was a mess. There are lots of shows that were off the air and lots of shows that didn't come back when they were supposed to. And I was not having any of it. I'm going to tell you, it was very disorienting for me.
Right.
Because I do set my schedule based on the TV. You know that. So anyway, it may be happening again. So we've got some details on that from an insider later on today's program. That's coming up on K-Rock.
There's a place in Melbourne, Australia called the Legoland Discovery Center. It just opened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they have rules. There's a playland for children, and it bans adults unless you're there with somebody 17 or under.
That makes sense.
Oh, so it's ageist.
And that's what some people are saying, yes. There are adults who are fans of Lego, A-F-O-L, adult fans of Lego.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who are outraged that they're not allowed into this little playground for kids.
outraged.
Maybe they, look, I'm not a Lego man, but I know a lot of people are, and we have friends who love Lego. Maybe maybe they just want to enjoy it as well. Just
they
like
have special
do.
Themed adult nights. Mm-hmm. Not enough.
Okay.
This guy's going to make a human rights violation thing. What do you call it?
Lawsuit?
Yes.
Oh.
Lawsuit.
Are you sure it's not a human rights violation thing? It's possible you're right.
Insert everyone else's word for thing.
Well, we brought you this story a few days ago, but now Dave has managed to find somebody involved in it, and we can get some more information because clearly we don't understand what's going on down there in Australia. Neil Corbin is on the line. He is the president of the AFOL, the Adult Fans of Lego. Mr. Corbin, thank you for coming on, sir.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let me just start as the devil's advocate here, as Kevin suggested. Why not just go and play at Legoland on adult nights? Why horn in on the rest of the week when it's just open for kids?
Oh, so you're saying separate but equal. That's what you think how it should be.
I don't think race has anything to do with it, yes. But some have suggested that maybe there's plenty of time during the week for you to go play at Legoland.
Why is it prohibiting us from entering the Lego playground area is the question.
Because it's for kids, and kids are playing, and they don't want adults
Lego.
In there.
Lego is for everyone.
Right, you can enjoy it. It's just
Legos
not
Legos enjoyed across the ages. It shouldn't be limited to any age, high or low.
Okay, what age are playgrounds for?
The playground is made up of and including Lego.
But when you hear the word playground, you think what age?
Playing.
What age, he asked.
People.
That
you're
are.
Avoiding.
Playing.
How many years old?
All
Six,
years.
7 years old?
All of the years.
Neil, one of the members of Adult Fans of Lego quoted, this was his quote, "I understand it's a play center, but I have no intention on climbing around, simply just to look and admire."
That's right.
Creepy as hell.
No, it is not, because, listen,
okay,
I am the president of the Adult Fans of Lego. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am an asshole.
I'm sorry?
Asshole.
Okay.
And all of our asshole members think that they really should have the right to go and just admire the Lego constructions of the playground. I want to say I'm a proud asshole, and I would like to gather with all my other asshole friends and be there so we can all be assholes together.
The playground is for kids under 16, though. That's the policy of Legoland.
Well, it's 17, but we think it shouldn't be prohibited at all. You're missing the point that Lego is for everyone, and Lego's to be admired. My whole house is Lego.
Your whole house?
Wow. My home is made of Lego.
No kidding.
My furniture is Lego. My carpet is Lego.
Ow.
Ow!
Oh, Neil.
Ow!
Be very careful there.
I made a poor choice walking barefoot in the morning here.
Oh, no.
Just... Oh, I'm an apple! Oh, I'm such an apple!
Yes,
ow! Ow!
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
5 minutes, you guys, from right now, we'll give away a 4-pack of passes to the K-Rock Advance screening of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You'll see it this Saturday at the AMC in Downtown Disney, plus a 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets. 5 minutes from right now. And what a 5 minutes it'll be as Ralph Garman steps in. Time for another look at the showbiz beat.
Bananarama's back!
Right?
You may have oversold it, Dean.
No, the kids love it.
Kids do love Bananarama.
What's more exciting than the return of Bananarama?
I was so
or
surprised.
Bananarama.
So surprised to
people.
See that.
People say that Bananarama?
Bananarama?
No.
Bananarama. Which is it? Bananarama? Bananarama?
It's Bananarama.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it Bananarama? Do-do-do-do-do. Bananarama. Do-do-do-do. Bananarama. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Bananarama.
Right. So they're back.
I'm not lying, Ralph, when I say I was stunned by this news because I thought that they
oh
had...
Oh, my God. Listen, what? If you're not lying when you say you were stunned,
I was stunned
by the
because
news that Bananarama got back together again, then you need to lie down.
Not that it's a significant musical event or anything. Bananarama was fine; they had a bunch of hits
right.
in the 80s.
So whether they stayed together, whether they got back together again or didn't, it's not stunning one way or the other.
Because they had a very public and nasty split where they not only broke up the band, they hated each other. That's why I was surprised to see them get back together.
So they hate each other.
They did, yes.
They
broke up badly, yes.
Ah.
So that's why I'm surprised.
No, not surprised. Stunned.
I was stunned.
Here's what Siobhan Fahey had to say.
Or is it Fahey?
It's Fahey.
Okay.
I was really touched because it wasn't for any other reason regarding the reuniting she talks about. For any other reason other than we love each other.
Wow. Hmm.
And we're really proud of what we did together. And I was feeling really nostalgic and proud, and what a wonderful thing to celebrate. So you can hear the hatred they have for each other in
well,
that
that's
in that
what I'm
state,
saying, is the fact that they comment. Got past it is amazing.
I'd like to get past
stunning.
You somehow.
It's stunning.
I'm stunned by the fact that I can't get past
you. Think
you.
Bean read that story and just stopped?
He
froze?
Fell to the, he probably fell to
fell
his knees.
To the ground?
Started just clutching his head. It was like, I'm stunned. Don't stun me, bro. He was yelling to the newspaper as he read it. I don't know why he's reading a newspaper, but maybe he went back in time.
Kevin, what's your favorite Bananarama song?
Cruel Summer.
Oh, sure.
Didn't Great think song. I was going to come up with one, did you?
I sure didn't.
Suck it. Sorry, too aggressive?
No, I think it was well-deserved. Okay. Do we have any? You got any? Nothing? You looked? Nothing, huh?
You know why? But Bananarama.
Is Rodney hoarding all the Bananarama songs?
We'll have it next hour.
Bananarama.
For the big celebration.
We've got nothing in the system at K-Rock from Bananarama. That's a surprise.
That shows you how no one gives a rat's ass about Bananarama. They are reuniting for a new album and a UK tour, by the way. But cross your fingers. Maybe, just maybe, they will make their way to the U.S. Hey, there we go.
Look at that.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, we're going to hear the whole song, but...
Doesn't this make you want to... Long intro, so I'm
sure
to talk it up. Doesn't it make you want to just go out in the summertime and turn on the sprinklers and just...
I don't feel like this is...
That's a great song, you guys.
It's a great tune.
Right, but they did
Siobhan,
it.
Siobhan, Sarah, and Karen back together again. They decided to get back together again, by the way, because of George Michael's death.
Really?
That drove home to them. Life is short, and... We love each other and we love the music. Let's give it another little farewell spin.
All right.
And Karen, by the way, Karen Woodward, one of the girls, is married to Andrew Ridgely.
Is that right?
Oh.
The other
former
guy in
Wham partner.
The guy in Wham.
George Michael. So it all ties together. Aren't you glad we went down that rabbit hole? I knew you would.
I enjoyed it very much.
Nope.
It's not my intention. Powerless is now powerless on television. Canceled. You guys watching that on NBC? The sitcom?
Not even a little bit.
The sitcom about the company that lives in the world with the superheroes.
I've never
That's
heard
the,
of this.
Vanessa
That's the
Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens show, right.
Alan Tudyk. Denny Putty.
Pops and Buzzes. That's
Putty.
All I'm getting here.
Putty.
I got nothing.
From my Community.
Putty or Putty?
Bananarama, Bananarama. I don't know.
It's been canceled.
It has been canceled, yeah.
I am stunned.
Yeah, it did not really hold the lead-in from Superstore, and so NBC has pulled the plug. It was not good.
So. I didn't have any interest in it. Am I still the only person we know who not only watches but loves Superstore? Am I it?
No, a lot of people watch that.
So good.
Let me see. The ratings for Superstore are pretty good,
yeah,
actually.
They're good.
They, it does not say here, but... 21.1 million total viewers for Powerless was a 30% drop from the Superstore lead-in. So you do the math and you'll know how many people are watching Superstore. People like it. And in movie news, Disney has announced they have cast Timon and Pumbaa, the voices of those characters in the upcoming live-action version of The Lion King. It'll be directed by Jon Favreau, who had such success with The Jungle Book, live-action translation from the animated classic. Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner have been tapped to be the voices of Pumbaa and Timon.
I like it.
All right, I like that.
Or the warthog and the meerkat, I guess. Is that right?
I like it.
Hakuna Matata. That's them. Ain't no passing phase. Hakuna Matata. Nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you people? Where's the joy? Oh, man. Get it.
Nope.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Channing Tatum is 37 years old today. Jordana Brewster also celebrates her 37th birthday. Stana Katic, who I just love more than almost anyone. She is such a sweet lady and very talented. And when she left Castle, I was saddened. And I get more sad every day because she's not doing anything else. I want to know what she's up to and where she's going and what time she'll be there. And what she's driving.
Okay.
What's she wearing. Tom Welling's 40 years old today. T-Boz of TLC is 47. Melania Trump is also 47 years old today. Kane, wrestler of the WWE, turns 50. Kevin James is 52. And Jet Li, action star, 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, thank you, Ralph. We promised a 4-pack of passes to the Kerik Advance screening of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. See it this Saturday, AMC Downtown Disney, ahead of it opening in theaters, plus a 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets. What are we looking for in particular this time around for the callers?
We're celebrating the Disneyland Resort by celebrating all the Disney princesses. If you know your Disney princesses, then you should do pretty well in this upcoming game. Pretty, pretty, pretty well.
1-800-520-1067.
Hey, if any of our listeners that we hooked up with the tickets for the Super Secret Depeche Mode show tonight go, call us tomorrow and let us know how it was.
So you're asking if somebody won tickets to see right. Depeche Mode in right. a small place, if they go.
If any right. of them go.
Right. The go the going part was not the focus of okay. my sentence. My sentence was, if you go, call us tomorrow and tell us about it.
Still, because, if you go.
Because none of us could get tickets for it is my point.
If
none
you
of
go
us are there.
Is leaving the assumption that if they did win tickets from us, there's a chance that they go, nah, I don't think so.
It's dark out, and you're
see,
tired. And
you
then,
think people
see,
think like you think,
right,
but they
that's
don't.
The problem.
If they win, they're absolutely going.
Well, I hope that's true. I certainly
What's
do.
What's wrong with
and
you?
And I hope we hear about it tomorrow.
Let's
is what
assume
I'm saying.
That's true.
Let's instead give away tickets to something awesome, you guys. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is opening everywhere in theaters on May 5th, which I think is next Friday, I want to say.
Yep. Sure is.
But you get to see it early this Saturday at the AMC in downtown Disney. Plus, we'll throw in a 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets. We want to give these away right now at 1-800-520-1067 with a game that we are, for some reason, calling Disney Princess Hits.
We got tickets to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You have to know your Disney Princess Hits. You gotta know Disney Princess Hits. You gotta know Disney Princess Hits. You gotta know.
God, you guys get it.
Thank God Omar's back.
Right?
Thank
Come on.
God Omar's back.
Come on with the Omar.
Here's the thing about the world we live in. In a world of entertainment where I think it's safe to say there is a dearth, there is a lack of strong female characters in movies. You gotta give Disney its props. They are single-handedly creating some of the strongest, best female characters in movies today. Sure, they may be drawn. They may not be real actresses, but those characters are enormously strong female role models and very impactful for young girls, especially kids, because I know because I got one. So when we're talking about giving away tickets for Disneyland, I thought it would be great to focus on these amazing female characters and see how many people could name some Disney princesses.
Disney.
It's too early.
Simply from their hits that they sing.
Disney princess hits.
All right. Let's give it a try. Who's up first?
First is John and Reseda. Hi there.
Hi, it's actually Sean.
Hi, Sean.
And where's Kevin?
Reseda.
Oh, okay.
Sean is a well-known Disney princess enthusiast, so he should do great with this game.
Sean, I'm going to play for you a little piece of a Disney princess singing her signature song, and you need to identify which one it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Someday my prince will come. Someday.
All right. Sean?
Hello? Hi. Yes, it's Snow White.
Snow White, indeed. The OG Disney princess right there.
Nicely done. Hold on, please. All right, let's go to Diana in Northridge. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Diana. Do you know your Disney princesses?
I sure do.
All right. Well, we're going to have one sing for you. You tell us who it is.
If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go.
Diana? Moana.
Moana is correct.
Nicely done.
Love that damn movie.
Two for two.
Let's go to Christy in Long Beach. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Hi, Christy. We're going to play you a song sung by a Disney princess. You let us know who it is, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your
feet. That is Princess Ariel.
Yes,
it is.
Don't cry, Christy. It's okay. Hold on. How many tickets do we have? We have two pairs?
We have two pairs.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to give them away to two lucky callers.
Next up is Steve in Chino. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Steve, how you been doing so far listening to these?
I've got them all so far.
All right, here's yours. Tell us who this is.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew.
Jasmine.
There you go, Steve. Well done.
Nicely done. Hold on.
People know their Disney princess hits.
Sure do. Yeah. Let's go.
Disney princess hits.
Kevin is on fire today.
I didn't realize.
He is.
Let's go to Mario and Van Nuys. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Mario. Here is your Disney princess. You identify her, please.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep.
Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, no, Mario. I'm sorry. That was Cinderella.
Oh, that's the only one I was going to say.
No, but you didn't. You said Sleeping Beauty.
Sorry. All right. Thank you for the call.
Got time for a couple more.
All right. Let's go to Stephanie in Westminster. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie, we're going to play you a hit. You tell us which princess is singing it.
It's from Frozen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the princess's name is?
Anna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Impressive.
It's okay, Steffi. Breathe.
All right. Let's go to Jason in Paramount. Hi there.
Hello.
Jason, here's your princess hit. You need to identify who's singing it.
There goes the baker with his tray like always. The same old bread and rolls to sell.
You know who that is, Jason?
Yes, look at
yes.
Wow. Look at that.
This is impressive. Nice.
It really is.
This is how great these characters are. Wow. People know them just from the song.
All right, let's do one more.
All right, that one more is Denise in Orange. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Hi, Denise. Here is your princess. You have to identify her.
I'll play guitar and cook and bake safely. Just wonder when will my life begin.
That is Rapunzel from Tangled.
You're right.
Wow.
It's amazing. Crazy. Everybody crazy. Except for that dumb guy who said Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, I hated him.
But he had the other answer. It was his other answer. He just didn't say it.
That's right.
Which is a weird strategy when you're playing a game. Hey, Denise, hold on. Jason and Stephanie and Steve and Christy and Diana and Sean. We got two winners this time around for Guardians of the Galaxy. Ahead of it opening next Friday, you get to see it this Saturday at the AMC Downtown Disney Plus. A 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets. Miss Alan McKay, who are our winners, please?
Stephanie and Christy.
Yay! Stephanie and Christy!
Congratulations and thanks for playing the game.
Disney Princess Hits!
This is a 1-2 punch, by the way. We got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices coming up in a couple of minutes because it's Wednesday.
Ugh.
And right now, it's just nothing but shame and regret because it's time for Would You Like to Take That Back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
It's only shame and regret if you say things that are shameful and regretful.
Well, that's true, I guess. I mean, yeah. We don't know yet. We don't know what's in the file yet.
The first person to be featured will be Bean.
Come on.
Now, these are things we say on the show while we're trying to be funny, and that sometimes it doesn't go exactly as planned, and this is an opportunity for those of us involved to take it back to make look. To right the wrong, to look. Fix
to make the
problem,
world, to make the world safe again,
to erase the blight.
In my defense, and I don't know what's in the file, but in my defense,
what do you mean in your defense? There's no, I haven't even played anything yet.
I know, but I just want to say, just to put it out there, we do 22 hours a week of live radio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's no script. We're on the fly. We're thinking on our feet.
Are you filibustering?
Yeah. And sometimes
I'm calling
not
for the nuclear option.
Right. Sometimes we're not 100%
accurate. We've explained that.
Okay.
Yeah. We've explained all that.
I don't buy that anyway, at all. All right, your stuff usually is the most premeditated of all murders, by the way, your stuff.
It's egregious.
Yes. All you're right. Like a sniper.
Right?
You know exactly what you're doing. You're picking your spot. You're setting up in the window. You're waiting for the motorcade to go by. You're a comedy murderer.
All right. We have Colin Hanks in the studio. He's telling us how he met Eagles of Death Metal.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bean has to jump in, and then you will hear Colin's response as well.
And I'm like,
and I hope you backed out of the room realizing you did not belong there.
Well, no, I so didn't belong there. But the problem is that I was sitting there, and then Joshua looks at me and goes, "Hey, get in here."
All right.
He said, "I'm Joshua." I said, "I'm Colin." And then we've sort of been aww, friends ever since. And so they, like, for as long as I've known Joshua and Jesse, and I met Jesse a few months later.
How about Jerome?
How dare you?
Go
good Lord.
Come on. It was pretty timely.
I can't.
No pass after last night. Come on.
Can't do it.
Would you like to take that back?
I mean, you have a guest on the show ruling.
Right. I guess what? Had the time been on television the night before? Is that why I felt like Jesse, now Jerome, would have worked there? Is that what was happening?
I think they did something at the Grammys.
My point is, we had a guest in the studio that said, can't do it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think I'm going to defer to the great Colin Hanks on this one and agree with him and take
Colin
it back.
Colin Hanks.
Wow.
Colin Hanks.
One of my favorites.
That I'd also like to take back.
All right. Next is Ralph.
Oh, come on.
He's doing birthdays.
Peter Sarsgaard, also 47 today. Jenna Fisher's 43. And Laura Prepon. Excuse me.
You have me, Laura Prepon.
Go straight to hell.
That's dumb.
It wasn't
I don't like
that
it.
Funny.
I don't like it at all.
Right?
Would you like to take that back?
I hear a lot of laughter in that room. That's all I know.
So would you like to take that back?
By judging by the enjoyment of the people who heard it, I would say, no, I will not take that back.
Allie said no mid-sentence before you could even get it out.
She was laughing, and then you, the harshest critic of all, started chuckling pretty good over there.
Oh, dear
Lord. You're welcome.
All right, next up is Ralph. Ralph is doing the showbiz. He's talking about Katy Perry and the house that she's buying,
he's already laughing.
There's no way he's taking this back. Here we go.
Katy Perry. You know, she was going to buy that convent to live in, remember? And the nuns didn't want to sell it to her because of Satan?
Yeah.
And they were in negotiations. Well, it looks like the whole deal has fell apart.
Oh, no.
Because she just paid $19 million for another new home. So she will not be buying the convent.
Hmm.
So she's not going to make a habit out of living
in you go
in that house.
You so go to hell.
I'm proud of her.
Because nuns wear habits.
Would you like to take that back?
Nuns do wear habits.
That's true.
Right.
And yet,
would you like to take that back?
And thank you. No, I will not.
Really?
Wow.
Think of everything, Kevin.
By the way, Kevin is 3 for 3 in condemning us to hell if we say something he doesn't like.
Apparently, I'm being overruled by everyone. Next up is Allie.
Oh.
Ralph is talking about a new TV show about King Kong.
And how about a King Kong TV series?
A King Kong TV series?
Variety is reporting that there is a TV series in the works that will combine elements of the Skull Island story that we just saw on the big screen, along with the original OG King Kong storyline.
Okay.
So this will involve a woman starring in the lead role. She will become Kong's friend and, at the same time, hunter.
Like his confidant?
I'm sorry, his what?
I'm just going to
what did you say?
I'm heading out. I'm
you
leaving.
Get right the hell out of here. Get right the hell out.
Sorry.
Would you like to take that back?
She actually left the room.
Yeah.
Building.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But you know what? Upon...
Would you like to take
No. Upon reflection...
You,
like
you left the room.
Further review.
I left the room to high-five people in the hallway.
Oh,
they were lying.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
How many high-fives did you?
Myself.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I'm keeping it. Thank you. A confidant. That's good.
Right.
Suck it.
Good.
Thank you.
Next up is Ralph.
Oh, come on!
He's talking in the showbiz about the new Playboy Playmate of the Year.
Congratulations to Brooke Power. Brooke Power.
Who's Brooke Power?
I don't recognize that name.
She should be a superhero, right? She's Playboy Magazine's Playmate of the Year for 2017.
Do they still do that?
Hell yeah, they do. She's the 58th Playmate of the Year for the magazine and the first Native American Playmate to have the title.
Wow.
How? Because everyone voted for her.
I don't
put that
know.
Right in the file.
Nope.
With extreme prejudice.
Would you like to take that back?
No.
Would you like to take that back? Come on, Ralph.
Right,
How?
I'll take it back only because it's pretty racist.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And last is Ralph and me.
What?
I think Ralph has three of them, and I have one. Mm. This is a little bit longer clip, but there's a lot going on here. We're talking about who has seen Cher in concert.
And I have seen Cher, and it was 2 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, not a good show.
Wow.
Right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
What was the problem with the show?
It's Cher.
She is not a songstress.
If you could turn back time, would you choose not to go to that show?
I see what you did.
Come on with the buzzer now. You guys are just gypsies, tramps, and thieves, and I will not be treated.
Don't applaud that.
I will not be treated like that by you. Come on, Kevin. I got you, babe. Why don't you have my back? Just only because I'm a half-breed? Is that what it is?
The
crowd's going crazy.
Ralph loves that.
I love it.
You're killing it with the audience.
Come on, Kevin. You got to give me that.
Look, I know when I go to Vegas the next time, I found someone to go see. Is that not a show? I found someone.
Oh, yeah. It just, with the rest of the words, it didn't work.
Yeah, okay.
Would you like to take that back?
All right. Ralph,
I
said three. There were four of them.
Yes. And the applause only got stronger. The applause only got stronger as they kept going. So I'm gonna keep all mine.
All right.
However, at the end of that, then something else happened.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say you already used up four share titles.
Right.
And then I came up with a fifth
ish.
I think it may have even been the delivery more so than the title.
Would you like to take that back?
You know, Allie's point of it didn't really work with all the other words you used there may have been well taken.
I'm not taking it back. Because for me, I don't get to play this game very often.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
So I get a participation medal.
Right.
Oh, my
so
God.
if you're like in a wheelchair and you cross the finish line.
Right.
Even if it's well after.
It's the next day.
All the other racers have gone by.
Right.
You deserve a medal.
Would you like to take that back?
So I'm not taking it back.
Glad we're lowering the bar for you, Kevin. You eat a muffin, you get stuff.
But yeah. Why'd you swallow?
Because
guys, we're on the air, guys.
Never spit, always swallow.
Guys, we're broadcasting. People can hear us.
Spitters are quitters.
Right.
Am I right?
That's right.
Is that for you?
Yeah.
All right. It's Wednesday.
Did you forget what was happening?
I didn't. It's Wednesday. And on Wednesdays, we do the Wheel O' Bad animal voices.
Why?
Yeah, we do.
Why?
Because it's great.
And the kids love it.
And the kids love it, right. Mm-hmm. All right. So here are the stories that are on the wheel. They're all real. The red-eye mutant wasps. The drunk monkey that crashed a boat party. Blindy, the little blind penguin who learned how to swim.
Blindy,
that makes me so sad.
Because Blindy knows that his name is Blindy and it hurts
just,
his feelings.
It's just so sad that the little penguin can't
see. It's a penguin.
I know, but the penguin should be able to see.
Sedan, the horny rhino on Tinder. The notorious potbelly pig named Piggy Smalls.
All right. Take it off the wheel.
Take it off the wheel right now.
And the world's largest rabbit in heaven.
Oh, that just happened.
I think people are surprised. They think we are making these stories up. These are all actual stories that involve animals around the world. And that's why we invented the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, because it gives us the opportunity to call and try to get somebody on the phone to find out more details about the story.
Get somebody on the phone.
Let's do it.
Get a person.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's going to land?
Don't know.
It's going to be pretty bad.
All right, spin that wheel. Come on, Blindy.
You're sad about Blindy. Why?
I want to talk to Blindy. I'd feel better if I knew Blindy was doing okay.
It landed on the drunk monkey that crashes a boat party.
Oh.
Yeah! All right.
That's all right. I saw this story on the news. This is a bunch of bros out on a boat in Thailand, and out of nowhere, a monkey jumps on board with them and starts going through their stuff. Opens up a bottle of vodka, chugs it, and then immediately jumps overboard and swims away.
Wow!
Here's some of the audio.
God damn! You little drunk.
Oh, he opened it up.
Oh, you threw. Like, oh, that's vodka, man. Oh my God. We got a drunk Thai monkey.
Are you recording
that? Yeah, I'm recording it.
It's a drunk monkey right
there. Chad, we just got a monkey drunk, man. Oh, there he goes. Whoa! Dude, that was like an 8 on the dive.
So he dives off the boat and then swims to shore.
And he swims underwater.
Nice.
Was he expecting?
I don't know if he was expecting the breaststroke or what. I don't know what he was expecting, but.
Chad.
I mean, it is really impressive.
This monkey is a champ.
Yeah, he's a boss.
He is. The headline is Drunk Monkey Crashes Boat Party, Downs Bottle of Vodka, and Makes Underwater Scuba Escape. I mean, he's like James Bond, this monkey.
I mean, there's not much scuba in it.
He just swam underwater, really.
But.
Right, okay. Well, we asked Dave if there's any way we could get in touch with somebody in this story, and I'm not.
I hope it's Chad.
It's probably Chad.
Probably Chad.
I'm not sure.
I assume it's Chad.
I'll handle this bean. Hey, is this Chad?
Wait, hold on a sec. Is this the monkey?
Yes, this is the monkey.
What is it?
Isn't that funny that you should call Thailand and get a monkey on the phone?
It is a surprise to all of us. So,
don't you just love monkeys?
I actually do love monkeys.
Amazing animals.
Uh-huh.
Monkeys
are great.
I love them.
Sure.
I am one.
You are a monkey, right.
I am a monkey, and I love to drink.
Now, you jumped on the boat. You went right for the vodka.
Not all of us drink because we're poets. Some of us monkeys drink because we're not poets.
Well, that just got very deep and dark. Okay.
I'm a sad monkey.
Oh, no.
That's what I drink.
Oh, don't be sad. We wanted this to be a fun story.
The woman I love is very poor, and my father will let me marry her.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding. That's the plot of Arthur.
Right. It did sound like that. Okay.
I'm glad no one picked up on that, because that might have helped move things along. And luckily, I'm a drunk monkey who just loves really slow-moving radio segments.
So what was going on? We want to hear from you. Oh, what's happening? Are you drinking now?
I'm drinking. Can't you tell by the cartoon sound effects?
I did hear that.
Ah, that's good.
All right, so you're hanging out there in Thailand, and you see Chad and his friends on their boat.
Yes.
Take us through what happened.
I drank the vodka, and then I swam underwater.
Right.
Didn't we just talk about this?
We did.
Before you showed the video.
I thought there might be.
I thought this was all covered before you called me.
I thought there might be some more detail.
What possibly more could that be?
Okay, you jumped on the boat.
You saw the video. I jump on the boat.
Right.
I drink the vodka.
Right.
I rummage through the coconuts.
Right.
And then I swim. Then I swim underwater.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
It's really impressive, though.
Thank you.
Was the vodka good?
I've had better. I'm more of a Scotch man myself.
Oh, is that right?
Any port and storm.
Right.
Hobson, it's time for my bath.
Drinking a lot.
Not really. It's just a sound effect.
I see. Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. Did
sure
it sound like
you were
going to
say it? Really did. It
sounded like that to me as well.
Hmm. I bet I know what you were thinking.
Okay.
You were thinking it's almost 8 o'clock. At noon today, tickets go on sale for the K-Rock Weenie Rose Fiesta 2017 for the K-Rock Suite team members.
That's correct.
Right?
Yes. That is correct.
Lord and Incubus and Imagine Dragons and Cage the Elephant and 311 and Paramore and Lana Del Rey and Dream Car and all the rest. One big day, Saturday, May 20th at the StubHub Center. You can still get the password. Just go to KROQ.com and sign up to be a Street Team member. It is free and fast, and then you'll be able to buy the tickets when they go on sale before they go on sale to the public today at noon. Details, KROQ.com. Rob is here now.
Amazing Weenie Rose.
goes, yay, fiesta.
Yay, fiesta. I keep saying that wrong. I'm sorry, Rodney. Rob is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
You know what's going on Friday night at 10 p.m. Kevin Smith and I are once again taking the stage at the Improv on Melrose for Hollywood Babylon.
No.
We have a pretty good time. We'd love to have you come out and join us. You can go to improv.com to get more details and get your tickets.
The answer is no.
For the Friday night late show at the Improv on Melrose, me, my buddy Kevin Smith, and you.
Dude! I said no!
No, I guess he won't be there, but you will. You know who, who's going to be in the next Jurassic World film just announced? Jeff Goldblum. Back for the next Jurassic World. So Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard will be returning to star, and then they're going to add Jeff Goldblum to the mix, which is awesome because he was, of course, in the original Jurassic Park and in The Lost World Jurassic Park.
Am I a bad person for having never seen any of the Jurassic Park movies? Yes.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I mean, yes. I mean, they're not technically for you. But
that's what I thought. They didn't seem like they were for me.
Well, they're for everyone, they're, Kevin. Why are they not for him?
Because Bean's not a part of everyone.
Oh, that's true.
That's why.
All right, I better. Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner have been added to the cast of Jon Favreau's live-action version of The Lion King. They will be playing Pumbaa and Timon, the warthog and meerkat gay couple. Right? They were gay, right? Those two?
I don't think so.
Timon and Pumbaa? Come on.
I'm pretty sure.
Living out there in the jungle with each other?
I don't think so.
They were.
I don't think
so. They were a Hakuna Matata and all over the place.
I don't think so.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't
That's
no passing phase.
Nope.
It's my trouble-free philosophy.
Nope.
Hakuna Matata.
Nope.
Oh, because they like show tunes, they have to be gay.
Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner will voice those characters. Donald Glover's already been cast as Simba. And as Mufasa, the father of the new Lion King, James Earl Jones returns to voice
the
role. That's pretty spectacular. And James Corden is having a special week. The musical guest on the CBS Late Late Show with James Corden for an entire week will be Harry Styles. It's going to be there for the whole week, a residency on the show, starting on May 15th after Harry's self-titled solo album comes out on May 12th.
Did you say he's going to be on it for a whole week?
A whole week. He's going to settle in for a residency and perform every night for a week starting on May 15th.
Didn't David Letterman used to do that from time to time with guests?
He would, yes.
Musicians?
He would have musicians who were worthy of that and had a catalog of work that you would want to hear. He would have, like, Pearl Jam come by for a week or Foos or somebody, and they would hang out and perform each night. But Harry Styles will be there.
Right. His resume is a little thin.
I'm just saying, Harry Styles, you can only steal from Badfinger so much. That's what I'm saying. Have you heard his song that he steals? He steals from Badfinger?
I have not, no.
Just rips them off?
I have not.
Just kills them and takes whatever's in their pockets and leaves their bodies in the park unconscious.
I don't think he did any of that.
Here's a song called Baby Blue by the legendary band Badfinger. All right?
Yes, I got what I deserve.
Listen to this guitar riff. Classic.
Kept you waiting.
Remember this from Breaking Bad, right? One more time, the guitar riff. Okay, now let's listen to that little punk-ass Harry Styles. His new song, his little punk-ass song. It was punk-ass Harry Styles.
Tell me something you don't know nothing. Just pretend you do. I need something. Just tell me something.
Come on!
Is his mouth wired shut?
Yeah, that's how he sings now.
Okay.
Because now he cut his hair and he sings like this. Because he's not a boy band anymore. He's very serious. Stole from Badfinger. I won't let that stand.
You're going to do what about it?
I'm going to get Worst Thumb together. We're going to go after him.
Oh, your Badfinger tribute band is back.
That's right. It's me, Chip, Noodles.
Mm-hmm.
What are you raising your hand for, Kevin? You weren't even in the original lineup. Why do you expect to be in the reunited version?
Cowbell?
Where are you?
Just putting it out there.
saying I'm here, I'm available.
Give Bananarama a call, see if they're looking for...
It's Bananarama.
Oh, sorry. Uh-huh. Today's celebrity birthday is Channing Tatum's 37 years old today. Jordana Brewster, also 37. Stana Katic, I just found during the hour in between Showbiz Beat, she's got a new TV series in the works.
Oh, great.
Yeah, called Absentia, I think. I should look into that. I should probably get that title down. I think it's Absentia. 39 years old today. Tom Welling is 40. T-Boz from TLC is 47 years old today. Melania Trump, our first lady, is 47 as well. Kane from the WWE is 50. Kevin James is 52. Kevin, what do you do on Kevin James Day? How do you celebrate?
I don't really celebrate.
Do you get on a Segway and just run into some glass?
I mean, I would if I had a Segway, yeah.
You should get a Segway.
I mean, who
How
needs one more than me?
Have not had a Segway
right?
by now?
Right?
I don't think
Who
so.
Who needs one
How
more than me?
How has Kevin yeah. not been riding around on a Segway for years?
I feel like we need Kevin it? Here.
Kevin was riding on a motorized beer cooler.
How
if
that,
he could drive around
that
on
enough?
That, why does he not have a Segway? How do you not do that, Kevin?
Right?
You love gimmicks. You love little new things.
I can drive on the on the shoulder of the freeway all
yes!
the way here.
Do you hear?
Oh
him?
Yes. Only all the yeses. Let me get here and go. Where's my key card? I must have left it on my other Segway.
I did lose that today.
And actor Jet Li celebrates his 54th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
This time tomorrow, by the way, quick reminder, if you didn't know, Jim Rome joins us Thursday mornings just after 8 a.m. here on the Kevin Bean Show to talk sports. We can talk to him about what the Clippers will be doing with their offseason soon. It's one of the topics for tomorrow, for instance.
Yeah.
Kevin, you expressing a little sympathy to Clippers fans last night was a surprise to me.
Yeah, I'm a lifelong Laker fan, but what the Clippers fans are going through is just sucky. I mean, I don't want to rub it in.
Right.
See, I do. I feel bad for them because some of them have been hardcore fans for a long time.
Isn't it kind of hard for you to rub it in when your team doesn't even make the playoffs, too, by the way? Don't you kind of have to step back and go, all right, they're bad, but we're worse?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I never smack talk if my team's not in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's just bogus. But I felt bad for Clippers fans. I did after Blake Griffin got hurt. No, I think he hurt like a toenail or something. He just barely.
I mean,
a tiny a hangnail.
That turn.
A hangnail.
I mean, you were kind of going with it, and then boom.
But it's a hangnail. I mean,
yeah.
It's so really serious.
Jim Rome.
Get back out there.
Tomorrow morning at this time here at K-Rock, so please make plans to join us. All right, so here's the story, you guys. And look, who has this not happened to? You're married, and you're trying to take your girlfriend away on the weekend. And
Bean, I feel like Kevin should be reporting on any stories out of India involving cheating.
No, you go ahead.
I really do.
It's a great point, Allie.
You go ahead.
So he's planning a holiday with his girlfriend. Well, she's planning it anyway, but he doesn't want to go. She wants to take him, out to the coast, out to the beach in Western India. And he's like, I don't know what his reason was. Maybe he had something going on with his wife, but he didn't want to go with his girlfriend. So he decided that what he was going to do is get the flight canceled. And the way he decided to get the flight canceled was by making up a story that he had been in the restaurant at the airport and he had heard men discussing their plan to hijack his flight.
Oh my God.
That's so he creates a fake email address and emails the airport and says, hey, the plane's going to get hijacked. So, of course, they canceled the flight due to an investigation, right? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, there was nothing to it. He made the whole thing up, and their investigation also included tracking the origin of this man's IP address and finding out who it was that sent the email, and then they came to his home and arrested him. So basically, he made up the hijacking story so that the flight would be canceled so that he wouldn't have to go away with his girlfriend. He lied to get out of a vacation, okay? So that's thing one. And by the way, you can see where this is headed. We're going to be looking for your stories on the Kevin Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. What did you make up? What crazy story did you make up or someone you know make up to get out of doing something? Like when Allie says she's got allergies, for instance. That's a day she just doesn't want to come to work.
He
right?
never buys allergies. He doesn't buy migraines.
I don't buy sickness.
I have migraines. I don't have it like, oh, sniffy. That hurts. No,
whatever.
I have serious
whatever
migraines.
Whatever your story is. Oh, I don't want to go to work. What can I say? Ooh, I can get away with migraines. That's just like the hijacking on the airplane story,
not
right?
Not really, but okay.
I feel one coming on. Weird.
All right. So that's one story. That's India. We're looking for yours at 1-800-520-1067. The other story that I just saw very recently is a woman in, of all places, Florida, you guys.
Yeah, surprise.
She is a parolee who wants to get out of a drug test because that's a thing that she has to do as a condition of her parole.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, for whatever reason, see if you can figure out why she doesn't want to take a drug test that particular Monday. What does she do? She calls 911 and makes a bomb threat into the office of the county sheriff's office. And, of course, there's no bomb. And, of course, they find her. And, of course, now she's in way worse trouble than she would have been had she just showed up for the drug test. Because there's no question that failing a drug test is going to be worse for you than
right.
using 911 to call in a bomb threat that's not real. Right?
Right.
Yeah, so, that's pretty dumb.
I mean,
dumb.
These people, when they hatch the idea, I'd love to know what the thought process is. Because there's a time where they go, this is genius.
Yeah. If I were the first guy that you described in India,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to go with my girlfriend, I don't think it ever would have crossed my mind to get the flight canceled.
Right.
Right.
Like, how do you even come to that realization?
Yeah, I don't know how that's the idea. I really don't. I mean, and even if I'm the second person who's just trying to get out of a drug test, I mean, I think it would make more sense to fake an accident or an injury or a sick relative or something that you is a little more convincing that doesn't get you in any kind of legal trouble. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Than calling in a bomb threat. It seems like you're just asking for it. The chance of getting away with that, I feel like, are pretty thin. I don't know. So let's find out. 1-800-520-1067. Our listeners are very creative and basically slackers, and I'm sure that there are a lot of things at work and at school and family obligations and everything else that they have been eager to get out of. Let's find out how they did it. Why don't we try – let's start with Vanessa. She's in San Gabriel. She's on line 4.
Hey, Vanessa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi there.
So I was at work, and I was hungover, and I didn't want to be at work, so I went to the – restroom and I pretended to faint and they called 911 and I went in the hospital for a day.
Oh no. Oh my God. Why did they keep you for a day?
I had IVs in my arm and they wanted to test me out. They thought something was really wrong.
That's commitment.
Wow. Yes, that really, and you must have been so surprised that it didn't just involve 911, you know, sending out an ambulance and going, oh, she's fine. Let's just send her home because she's tired or something, right?
No way. I went in a gurney. There was a fire truck.
Wow. Did you say, hey, while you're giving me IVs, I could use something? I'm really hungover.
All right. Good job, I guess. Thank you, Vanessa. Let's try Cherie. She's in Orange. Up next, line 3, please.
All right. Cherie, hi.
Hello there. I'm calling because I did the most ridiculous thing. I got nervous when I was quitting one of my first jobs when I was younger, and I panicked and told them that I was moving to Brussels.
Moving to Brussels.
Yeah, to quit my job.
I mean, why wouldn't you just say Nevada or Arizona or someplace that's not California?
I was in a total, nervous panic.
Who pulls Brussels?
I have learned about Belgium in French class.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so I just went with it. And
okay.
then I had to duck every time that I drove by.
Yeah, because
that's safe.
Scared that, yeah, they would recognize me.
Yeah, you don't want to run into your ex-boss at the supermarket now and have to explain how you're living in Brussels.
Yeah, I moved back.
My family still teases me to this day.
Well, they should.
That's awesome. Thank you, Cherie. Appreciate that. By the way, please look at our phones and notice that it's mostly the ladies who are at least willing to fess up to making up stories to get out of something. Let's try Kathy. She's on line 2. Is this true? She's calling us from Massachusetts.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
First of all, listening to you guys forever, but I love this segment here.
Because right. you have a lot?
Because I have a little lie.
All right.
Okay, so I told my hairdresser here in Watertown, Massachusetts, that I had to fly to Las Vegas because my mom was having surgery because I didn't want the hair appointment. And I live across the street from the hairdresser.
What?
So I hid for 2 days in my apartment so she wouldn't see me.
Hey, Kathy, yeah. Can't you just cancel a hair appointment?
I did, but I felt guilty. I felt pressured.
Guilty enough that you had to tell her that your mom was having surgery someplace else?
Well, she did have eye surgery, but it was an outpatient. But
oh, my gosh.
I know. That's sad, right? I couldn't even just tell her. I had to cancel the appointment.
It's a hairdresser.
Do you have to pay for an appointment if you cancel it? Is that what you were trying to get out of?
No, it's more so she's really nice. And she makes
okay.
feel, I mean, it's one of those where I don't cut my hair. By the time I leave the shop, my hair's cut. So she can guilt me into anything. So I just
okay.
thought,
okay, so she's a terrible hairdresser. because she never does what you want, and you told her that elaborate lie to get out of an appointment.
I figured she wouldn't check to see if I got a plane ticket and was in Vegas.
And then you did the Marine crawl through your house for 2 days, so she couldn't see you.
Pretty much.
You're a miracle. I love
you. Thank you. I got away with it, though. I got away with it.
You are making fantastic choices, Kathy.
I love Kathy.
Thank you.
Never stop being you. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls on this topic. You made up or somebody made up something to get out of something they didn't want to do. That's the topic. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right. Let's squeeze in a phone call before Green Day. Let's make it Evan, who is calling us from Huntington Beach. Hi, Evan.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
We're talking about, you made up a story to get out of doing something you didn't want to do. What was yours?
I did, yeah. I used to scratch my neck really bad, and then I would say that I had hives.
So you'd literally cut your neck with your fingernails and then say, oh, it's hives, I can't, what was it, to get out of work? School?
Yeah, I'm super pale, too, so, like, it would look super red, and it would look really blue. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's a little bit genius, you guys.
Yeah, pretty extreme, right?
Except I mean, for she started doing it every other day and someone...
But I mean, by time you get home, you're fine. It's gone, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was genius. And I was like, I got a new soap. Oh, I'm super allergic.
Almost everybody that calls is apologetic. She's like, it was genius.
All right. Great job, Evan. Thanks for listening. More calls coming up after Green Day on K-Rock. Taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You made up something to get out of doing something you didn't want to, a work or a school or a vacation with your girlfriend. Like the story that kicked us off in India where a guy made up a hijacking, basically, to get out of going away with his girlfriend.
Omar, and then she put him in a blindfold and cut his penis off with the sickle.
But they were neighbors.
Right.
They were married or not married. It was a threesome or it wasn't. Hello, Bean. This email begins from Omar. One employee of mine called from home, played it out as if something really bad had happened, told me that his son had fallen down a flight of stairs and has split his head open.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't come into work. A few weeks later, I happened to ask the employee how his son was recovering, and he had no idea what I was talking about because he had made up the story. Then he recalled, laughed, and confessed that he had made up that lie to not come in because his wife said they had just gotten their tax refund and they wanted to go out and spend it. Fire beer mug. That is Omar right again. So, yeah, I guess the moral of the story is if you're going to make up a crazy lie to get out of something, you got to commit that to memory. You got to remember that so you keep your story straight with everybody, right?
Sure.
All right. Let's try Ruben Santa Ana. He's on line 8. He's one of the rare guys calling in on this topic. Mostly it's been all ladies so far this morning.
I think guys are liars and they're cool with it.
Maybe so.
That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, there's a lot of guilt with these women.
Ruben, hi.
Hi. So my dad and my uncle got free tickets to go see an L.A. Kiss game last year, and I was stuck at work all night.
I'm sorry, you're saying an L.A. Kiss game. Indoor football?
Indoor football, no longer a thing.
Right.
So I was stuck at work in a call center where I knew my conversation would be recorded. So me and my dad text each other an elaborate plan on how I can get out.
Okay.
And he called my work saying that he was at work earlier in the day and broke his leg, and then I had to come pick him up from the hospital, and we ended up going to the game that
night. He did all that just to take you to an L.A. Kiss game?
He did, and my boss listened to the conversation before I walked upstairs when I told him what had happened, and he was so concerned that he just let me go. They even paid me for a full 4 hours, even though I wasn't there that long.
How about that?
All right, I applaud that.
I love the fact that your dad was in on this, even in the planning stage. He was going through this elaborate plot for you.
Because, Bean, it's indoor football.
It is indoor football, right.
You can't miss that.
Thank you for the call.
With their 30-yard end zones and their no field goals. I don't know what the hell they do.
Is that really no longer a thing? Did that league go out of business?
I think it did, yeah.
Oh.
I don't think any of us know.
Let's try Ray Burbank, please. Line 3, he's up next.
All right. Hey, Ray, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks.
So basically getting to the meat of the story, I book a trip to Catalina with my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get out of work. So I told my coworkers that my uncle was very, very sick. And go to the trip, waiting 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and the boat never shows up. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever.
So now you're stuck on Catalina, you mean?
No, with the boat to Catalina never showed up.
Oh, so you never went to Catalina?
we never went to Catalina. So I come back to work, and my coworkers tell me, oh, how's your uncle? Hope he's well, blah, blah, blah. I get to my chair. This is 15 years ago, and there's a fax with the cancellation of the trip.
Oh, and, wow. So it was faxed into your office so everybody there could see it and they knew what was going on.
Pretty much.
You're busted. Not good at that.
You're not good at this. See, girls are way better at this. They're getting away with it. All right. Thank you for the call, Ray. Appreciate that. Let's try Michelle. She's in Riverside up next, line 5 of the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Hey, Michelle, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi there. What was the lie?
So about 6 years ago, there's a little setup here. About 6 years ago, my sister actually did get into a traffic accident. She was helicoptered out, like surgery, broke both wrists, everything else.
Okay.
So about 2 years ago, I was in college. I was partying all night, and I totally forgot I had a midterm, like, the very next morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up in the morning still feeling really trashed, and I then emailed my professor, I'm so sorry, my sister got in a traffic accident, I need to go take care of her. And because I knew, like, all the medical terms and stuff, since it actually did happen, but it was, like, 4 years prior, my teacher totally bought it, felt so terrible. She gave me an extra week to study for the midterm.
All right.
I had to be there for my sister and ended up passing the midterm thanks to my sister's quote-unquote.
USA!
Right?
USA!
That's pretty good.
Well done.
That's not a bad idea to keep details of a tragic family accident in your back pocket. You never know when you might need those.
Right?
Thanks for the call.
I think you don't understand what I'm saying, Kevin, which is that.
I understand it.
No, you don't. Okay. You don't understand because you don't think it's a big deal because life goes on for people like you. But for Allie and me, you take away our TV, we have nothing left.
Devastating.
It's devastating.
I might need to get a cat.
Wow.
Is it that bad,
yes.
Allie? I am starting to see, and I know that I've seen it in the small print on the back pages for weeks now, but now the articles are getting closer and closer to the front of the websites, and they're starting to say deadlines are approaching, and the writer's strike is going to happen, and we're going to be plunged back into that hell that we all had to live through 10 years ago when there was no new TV being made because there were no writers. And I don't know what all the details are, and I frankly don't care whether writers make a living wage or not. What I do
made a living wage, they would keep writing.
What I do want is TV to be produced at an alarming rate. I want so much TV coming down the pipeline that I can't keep up with how much of it there is.
I feel like that already.
And I'm afraid that there's about to be a little hiccup in the pipeline here. And we wanted to find out more about this writer's strike because this is not just some guy in some industry that doesn't affect you. This affects every one of us that watches TV. Like when you turn on Kimmel tonight, you want to see Jimmy Kimmel on doing jokes, right? That's not going to happen if there's a writer's strike. Is that acceptable to you, Kevin?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but what do I do?
Let's find out. Michael Snyder is on the line. He is our close personal friend who is the executive editor of IndieWire and editor-at-large at Variety. Always a pleasure to have you on. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I didn't realize Allie didn't have a cat.
You would have thought, right?
Hysterical, Michael. Hysterical. Well done.
I'm sorry, Allie.
It's okay. I liked it.
It's getting really, really serious. I mean, they're talking about end of next week is the deadline, right?
Yeah, no, it's the deadline is May 1st. So it is coming up soon, fast and furious. And I think this is kind of catching everyone a little bit off guard. 10 years ago, there was a lot of talk of strike preparation. People were stockpiling scripts and episodes of shows. But this time, there isn't a lot of that. So if the writers go on strike, a lot of things are going to go dark pretty fast.
All right. So because it only happened 10 years ago and most of the writers working in Hollywood had jobs back then and saw how devastating it was and how long they were out of work and how much money they ultimately lost as a result of that, why are they all almost unanimously voting for another strike?
Well, the business has changed a lot since then. You know, when you think about it, 10 years ago, we weren't talking at all about Netflix or Hulu or Amazon. So,
true.
So that has changed, and the writers aren't paid as much when it comes to streaming and some cable services as well. So that's part of it.
And by the way, a lot of those shows are as good or better than anything on TV.
Michael, is it true the disparity of, say, somebody writing a show for NBC versus a show on AMC is drastic?
Yeah, and there's a couple reasons for that. The salaries are lower, but also, you know, for cable and streaming, they just do fewer episodes per season. And if you're exclusive on a show that only does 10 episodes,
right,
as opposed to 22, then you're obviously not making as much money throughout the year, because those 10 salaries, those 10 scripts have to pay for your entire year. Yeah.
Okay, so what is this coming down to? This is just coming down to they don't make enough per show?
Yeah, well, Kevin, here, let me put it this way. So the producers and writers, they're like neighbors. And the producers have asked the writers to put on a blindfold.
Oh, my God, he's killing all of us today.
And
so, well, who's getting their penis cut off in this story?
USA!
All right. Well played, sir. Well played.
And the other issue is a little less interesting to the layperson, because it has to do with healthcare. And the fact is, the Writers Guild has a healthcare system that pays for the healthcare of writers, and it's going pretty much belly up. They need to fund that. Otherwise, there are going to be some serious problems. And so that's a big part of the negotiation as well. It's not as sexy to talk about to the average person, but it's very important in this negotiation.
Sure.
As well.
Now, anytime we see one of these standoffs, you know, whether it's the Dodgers trying to get on TV or whatever it is, there's usually a dollar amount that they are apart. Is this as simple as that? Can you tell us how much money is involved that they need to the chasm they need to
Yeah,
chasm they need to.
Michael,
climb over.
In a moment with.
Yes, I think you did. I think you're in a moment with now, Michael.
Dreams have come true.
This is very surreal to be in the middle of one and talking about it. It's like Inception.
Michael's taken us all down, and also is part of a moment with. Wow,
this is the greatest talk show appearance ever. How far apart are the sides?
They're still. I'll save you. They're still about $300 million apart.
Oh, so only $300 million?
Yeah. So the thing is, you've got a lot of conglomerates that, you know, if they all work together and all contribute a little bit more, I think this can be solved. And the feeling is that they're moving toward a solution. So the hope, fingers crossed, is that even if they don't have a deal by next week, they'll extend the deadline a couple more weeks,
right?
And so that we won't have a strike.
What about Ray Donovan?
What, Ellie?
I just care about Ray Donovan. That's going to be okay, right?
Very specific.
Listen,
Ultimately, everything will be okay. You know, the good news is it's May, and not as many shows are in production this time of year, because we're heading into summer. The big thing that we're going to miss, obviously, are the late night talk shows, like you were mentioning, Kimmel and Daily Show and Colbert.
Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah, and you know, the issue there, and I actually wrote a story about this a couple weeks ago, is, you know, those are the shows that are kind of, you know, really, you know, sort of responding to Trump and talking a lot about what's going on in politics. So the big winner in the first couple of weeks of a strike potentially could be Donald J. Trump.
Oh, how about that?
He is going to get so sick of winning.
Although, what's he going to tweet about?
Exactly. If no one's holding his feet to the fire in late night, then, you know, things got a little easier for the president.
So you think that it's most likely going to be settled, or at least pushed so that it can be settled?
That's the optimistic side of me. It's really, I talked to a lot of people in town, and it is 50-50 at this point. No one really knows. I think we'll know more in the coming days. We'll get a better sense of how optimistic people are. I don't think anyone wants a strike. You'll hear that from both sides. No one wants a strike because it was so devastating last time.
Right.
But, you know, it's also, you know, something that, you know, people are you know, willing to fight for, and, you know, some really important issues that need to be addressed. So,
all right.
We'll know more in the coming days.
Thank you for keeping your eyes on that for us, Michael. He is the executive editor of IndieWire, editor-at-large Variety, and soon to be heard in a moment with here on the Kevin and Bean Show soon. Michael Schneider has been our guest. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Thanks, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54. Don't forget, you want to buy your tickets if you're a K-Rock Street Team member at noon today for K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017, May 20th, the StubHub Center. It's going to be a great show. Don't want you to miss it. Go to K-Rock.com. Make sure you're all signed up and ready for your password and ready to buy those tickets in a little over 3 hours from right now. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hi.
What's going on, man?
No moment with? Nothing?
Not yet.
It's being produced right now. It's going to take a while.
I thought it was happening.
We got a team of scientists working on it.
I want to give folks a heads up. Friday night, 10 p.m. That's right. Hollywood Babylon is returning.
No.
Been off for a bunch of weeks, but now we're coming back. Me, Kevin Smith, you, all hanging out at the Improv, Famous Improv Comedy Club on Melrose in Hollywood. It's The Late Show, Friday, 10 p.m. Go to improv.com. to get your details and your tickets.
I'm 99% certain that's not true.
We will be paying tribute to this man. Sad news today as we heard the passing of Oscar-winning director Jonathan Demme. Passed away from complications due to his battle with cancer. Tremendous filmmaker on so many levels, not just in terms of films like Silence of the Lambs, which, by the way, was only the third film in history to win Academy Awards in all top five categories for picture, actor, actress, director, and screenplay.
Wow.
Yeah. But Something Wild, Married to the Mob, Melvin and Howard, Swing Shift. I mean, it's just so many great films. And he was a great documentarian as well. If you ever saw Stop Making Sense, the documentary about the Talking Heads, it is a seminal concert film. It's really outstanding. He's a very talented guy, and came out of the Roger Corman School of Independent Filmmakers and brought along a lot of other filmmakers as well. His work in Philadelphia that he directed made him a longtime friend of Tom Hanks, and they worked together on quite a few things. So sad news to hear of his passing, but real talented guy. Speaking of Tom Hanks and Jonathan Demme actually appeared in the first film that Tom Hanks directed called That Thing You Do. One of my favorite films of all time. It was very exciting when last night there was almost a complete Wonders reunion.
The O'Nighters?
Yeah, I know. It looks like O'Netters. The Wonders got back together, almost all of them. They were just missing. What?
Go ahead.
Kevin's confusion of Wonders, he doesn't...
Oh, in the film, Kevin, they try to make it a clever name for their band, and they spell it Wonders, O-N-E, 1-D-E-R-S.
I see. Okay.
And it looks like O-Netters, and they, people have a hard time pronouncing the name of it. But then they just spell it the regular way, the Wonders.
Gotcha.
Steve Zahn was not there. He was missing in action. But the rest of them were there. Jonathan Schick, Ethan Embry, Tom Everett Scott. They rocked at the Roxy last night, singing their classic, That Thing You Do. Do we have a little audio of that?
But just so hard to do. Every time you do that thing you do.
Why were they there and why did they perform?
They were there to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the film. 21st anniversary, really. But more so, Josh Adam Myers, who puts together the Goddamn Comedy Jam. He put them together for a magical night. And, you know, the Comedy Jam is that thing where they do with music and comedy mixed together. Mm-hmm. We just talked to
Bert Kreischer
about that. Yeah, so I'm sure it'll be part of that TV airing as well. But just cool to see the boys back together again.
They look great.
Great song, great movie.
And, you know, Scott Baio,
yes.
How strong he's been in the light of the passing of his co-star, Aaron Moran.
Yeah.
How he went off on an anti-drug rant when it turns out that she had passed away from stage four cancer.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Yeah, a lot of people are not happy with his behavior in the light of her passing. It's so easy, too. It's the easiest thing to do. How do you feel about your co-star passing? Oh, I'm so sad. Loved her. She was such a joy to be around. Then just drop the mic. Walk away.
Nobody wants anything other than that.
That's all they need.
They don't want you
to. They don't want you do drugs, you drink,
her.
You die. That's cold, but that's the way it is. We don't need your just say no position. It's just not the place or the time. Just stop it. Well, a person who's really unhappy with him is Tony Moran, Aaron's brother. Just released this statement on the internet yesterday. Special shout out to Scott Baio. I already went on Twitter about you. I hope it finds you. You and my little sis had a very, very brief fling. She dumped you. Two reasons. One, she told me that you were more like a little girl and not a man. Two, she told me that you were tiny. You know, barely a man in the man region. True story. Scott, I advise you to get on your knees and pray you never run into me. Tony put that on Facebook, so.
It's on.
It's on. It's going to be. What?
That's a lot.
What's a lot? It's not a lot. It's a problem. It was a little.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
Tony's going to punch him. That's what's going to happen. In the balls. Right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jet Li. Great action film star. 54 years old today. Kevin James is 52. WWE wrestler Kane turns 50 years old. Melania Trump turns 47. T-Boz. Tion Watkins from TLC is 47 years old. Tom Welling from Smallville. Clark Kent. How dreamy is he, by the way?
All dreamy.
Right? Those blue eyes. You could just get lost in them, couldn't you?
What's he doing now?
I think he's directing, if I'm not mistaken.
He's the man who invented Booyah.
And he also invented Booyah. That's right.
He is a dick.
No, he's not, Kevin.
Ugh. It's not me saying that.
Kevin actually hates all the Supermen. Ever since Dean Cain jacked that ball of his out of the park.
It's still in the air.
Crushed it.
Doesn't he always call people Bubba?
No, he doesn't. He's just Tom Welling, and he's a good guy. Stana Katic is 39 years old today. Jordana Brewster, 37, and Channing Tatum, also 37. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph, this goes against what we always do, but I do have the moment with Bean now.
Oh, great. Well, let's not waste any time,
then. Would you mind listening to
it? No. And now, a moment with Bean.
Can you tell us how much money is involved that they need to, the chasm they need to...
Okay, Bean?
Michael? Climb over.
Have you been in a moment with?
Yes, I think you did. I think you're in a moment with now, Michael.
My dreams have come true.
That was A Moment with Bean.
That's needed?
Yeah.
All right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Just ahead of our final showbiz beat of the week, of the day, I should say. When Kevin stops by the office, Ralph.
Yes.
Comes in and talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun for everyone, right?
It is. Sometimes he'll just stand there in the doorway and just look up. And he'll stand there and I'll stand there and he'll stand there. And I'll say eventually, what are you doing? And he'll be like, I forgot what I came in to talk to you about. And he'll just stand there.
This just happened.
Just and I stood there for what, 2 minutes?
Yep.
I mean, to be fair, it's like a 5-step walk.
Right. I can maintain that thought.
Yeah.
And there was
20 feet down the hallway.
And I was only pitching one thing. Yeah. Right.
So Kevin forgot that.
Right.
So you experienced the magic on your end in the mm-hmm. office there of him finally coming up with it at the last second before he had to leave to come back in the studio. So then he came back in and he was not embarrassed or humiliated or ashamed. He was proud of himself that he hung around in the doorway long enough to remember what it was he walked 5 feet to come tell you.
Because I didn't give up, Bean.
He didn't give up. And you know why he didn't give up?
Why?
According to Kevin?
Why?
Because quitters never give up.
That's right.
Is what Kevin said to us.
Yep. Quitters never give up.
Quitters never give up are the words that came out of his mouth.
That's beyond.
And then Bean yelled, that's all they do.
By definition, it's the only thing that quitters do that you know of, is that they give up.
Can't deny really that.
I think Kevin is doing exactly as well as anyone might have expected someone like him to perform in a position like that.
Right. Well, that is accurate. So I think I've just found my first tattoo. I think I'm going to get quitters never give up.
Never give up.
And then there's going to be T-shirts, and I don't know where it's going to go from here, but I think that's a new motto to live by.
How does it happen?
By the way, had Bean not said anything, it's not like I realized it I would have never known.
Well, we've really established that you don't have that alarm that goes off.
Sometimes.
That most of us have.
Occasionally.
We say something wildly inappropriate and we catch ourselves and go, oh, that came out all wrong. You know, you're like a freight train. You're a rocket to the moon. You're a force of nature and you will not be deterred. God bless. Quitters never give up. That's right.
Have you ever had a dream that you wanted him to do you so much you could do anything?
Mm-hmm. That's Kevin as a child right there.
Kevin, God damn it.
And they had their chance. His parents had their chance to put him in a special school, but no, they opted not to, and then this is what happens. Don't tell me the American dream's not dead.
Well, we're all richer for it.
Don't tell me the American dream is dead.
Thank you.
New motto to live by now. All right, that last look at the showbiz beat here for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Before I get to show business news, I've got tickets to give away to Absinthe.
Yay!
This show looks awesome. It's a mixture of burlesque, that means ladies with boobies, and acrobats, and comedians, and wackiness. It's like a good time. It's in L.A. on May 15th at L.A. Live. You can go to absinthela.com to get more details, but I'd like to give you tickets right now to Absinthe at L.A. Live on May 15th. First five callers who get through at 1-800-520-1067 will get a pair of tickets to go see Absinthe at the L.A. Live on... Oh, it says here May 12th and May 15th. It says, the first part says May 12th, the second part says May 15th. So I don't know. You're going May. You'll go in May sometime.
Sometime in May.
Sometime in May.
Don't worry about it right now.
And you will... It's going on until May 28th, so we'll get you in there at some point. Kevin, you saw it already in Vegas,
yeah, in
right?
Vegas.
It's a big hit show in
because
Vegas.
Because it's sexy and about drinking. I usually don't go to shows in Vegas, but I did go to that one.
And so if you win, take a date to this.
Right?
Because Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
That's already in the file.
We just did the file.
I didn't hear it. I thought maybe you missed it. That's going to keep coming back until we deal with it because it's awesome. You know, it's not awesome. We lost a great Oscar-winning movie director. Jonathan Demme has passed away. He died from cancer complications at 73 today. Best known probably for directing Silence of the Lambs, a 1991 classic thriller that was a box office smash as well. But it just so many good movies. Married to the Mob in Philadelphia. And Melvin and Howard, Something Wild. The Talking Heads. Concert film Stop Making Sense. Just one of my favorites. And by all accounts, a terrific guy. And sad. Sad that he passed away. But left behind a body of work that we'll be able to remember for a long, long time. Speaking of movies, Jeff Goldblum, it has been announced, will be back for the next Jurassic Park movie, Jurassic World 2. Or whatever they're calling it. Jurassic Worlder. More Jurassic World. He, of course, was in the original Jurassic Park, and then in 1997's The Lost World, Jurassic Park. But he was not in Jurassic Park 3. Or in Jurassic World, but he will be back for the next one.
He doesn't work a lot, does he?
Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. He works a ton.
He does?
Yes. He's going to be in the new Guardians of the Galaxy film. In Portlandia a bunch. He works when he wants to.
All right.
And if I had to ask you, because they're in, the sales reports are in. They released the Global Music Report yesterday. If I had to ask you what was the biggest selling album of 2016 all over the world, what would your answer be?
2016.
Last year, what album sold best?
Justin Bieber.
All over the world. Not here in the United States.
Okay.
Or just in Europe, but all over the world. Put them all together, all those sales. I'll give you a hint. 2.5 million units were sold. Of what album? I feel very lonely at this point. No one is saying anything.
I'm recusing myself, Ralph.
You know
the answer.
Usually Dean acts like he doesn't.
Right. I mean, and then he gives the right answer. I'm surprised I was right.
I'm surprised.
No, I had no idea. I just did all that research late
yesterday.
Doesn't
happen. I'm playing it straight. I know this one, so I'm going to let you guys guess.
Is it an American?
It is.
Is it Lady Gaga?
It is not, Allie.
Is Beyonce? It Adele?
It is Beyonce.
Is it Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Nice.
You asked me if it was American, and then you asked if it was Adele.
Sure did.
Yep. I just want to point that out, Allie. You're kind of magical in that
Quitters
way.
Quitters never give up.
Quitters never give up.
Right?
It was Holy indeed crap. Beyonce. Her Lemonade album was the biggest selling album in the world.
Wow.
Last year, followed by fellow American Adele. She came in second. She was followed by Drake and then Metallica at number four, and at number five, David Bowie's Black Star album.
It was the
fifth best-selling album in the world last year. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Jet Li, is 54 years old today. Actor Kevin James turns 52. WWE wrestler Kane is 50. Melania Trump, the first lady, is 47. T-Boz from TLC is 47 as well. Tom Welling's 40. Stana Katic, 39 years old. Jordana Brewster's 37, as is Channing Tatum. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon at 5 p.m. with a commercial-free hour of music on K-Rock. Don't forget to buy your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast at noon today. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Thursdays means we talk sports with Jim Rome. We've got Dr. Drew on the program. We've got your tickets for Disneyland and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You get to see it early. Your headphones are spying on you. That's a thing. Muddy jeans are now popular. That's a thing. And a brand new internet roundup tomorrow morning. That's a thing.